Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, August 20th, 2025.
How you doing?
All right. I was just verifying. I knew the date, though. That one, I wanted to check my sources, which pull the curtain back and tell you.
Pull them both back.
Source one, cell phone. I give it a tap, boom. Grandsons are there, and it also shows me the time. Second source, bottom right corner of my computer screen. It's always there.
Yeah, that one's always, they're both always updated.
Third source, this stack of newspapers I just went and bought. Read the news. No one buys those anymore. They read them online if you have a subscription.
Oh,
and,
God.
And what, yep. You know, what a you're a bastard if you're a news source company that salaciously pulls me in with your clickbait ads. It's not an ad, though. It's like it's source news, like I'm looking up something.
I'll fall for one of those constantly.
Well, no, they're real, like Wall Street Journal I have a subscription to now. Shut up. It's a funny
thing. I'm thinking about buying a subscription to one that just covers state news. But it's pretty much a gossip rag, too.
You mean the ones that covers... We cover their news when their news won't. And then they cover our news when our news won't.
I'll write it down.
Oh, I know. It's Post and Courier.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well.
This one is like, you have two articles left, and I always get sucked into what they got going on.
Oh.
Because it's 90% gossip.
They also know that people will pay for that. It's like... Yeah. The porn site. Yeah, we have free porn, 90 seconds long, and it'll be the cuts where there's no progression or anything. It's like she goes from standing outside of his car saying, your place or mine, to next thing, she's sitting on his face and walking out the door. It's over.
Like, I didn't know Greenville had a pink church until I went to this website, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Well,
the mystery of the pink church?
It'll be something that, like, I was talking about the Post and Courier.
Keurig?
Courier. That's coffee. It's newspaper. Courier. How do you say courier?
Courier?
Courier.
Like Jim.
Jim, I was thinking tennis player.
Yep.
Courier. Post and courier. Yeah, y'all should change it. I know it's been
machine.
Like 200 years, but it's hard to say. Let's just go with the PNC.
That's up here now, though, right? Like it's local.
Well, so I'll go and click. So this was when there was a local story going on over with the race for sheriff of Spartanburg. And I was reading, but it was not a local story. It was down there. And I go click on it, and I'm like, oh, wow, two paragraphs in. And then this little half the screen disappears. Want to continue?
Oh, I hate that.
No. Clickbait.
Want to continue?
Is it bad that I wanted the other guy to win just to troll people? And partly because the guy that won, somebody we know is going to be like, touting that. I don't hear that now.
Like you say, I mean, it's,
I don't live there. It don't matter to me.
It's not clickbait. Although, clickbait exists, and so does like clickbait, meaning like, remember the time I paid a bill to Duke Power and then quickly within like 90 seconds realized that I just gave out my credit card to a website that was not Duke Power because I Googled Duke Power Pay, and Google will sell whatever the thing's called, SEO or whatever.
It's probably a Nigerian site.
Up at the top.
Luckily
was able to call First North. That's my bank. I make an ambiguous one so you don't know which one it is. and it's like, hey, I need you to stop that because that wasn't them. And I want to say she chuckled a little bit.
I mean,
like, I'm used to not getting a call from someone so young that fell for that.
If it happens a lot, I don't think they always help out, like old people.
Yeah.
you know.
But imagine, if you will, like this. Paige, I will use Trixie as an example again. Imagine you're not necessarily looking for a good time, but you're riding down. It's late at night. Mm-hmm. You get to a stop sign. You have to wait. It's the law. And there's a whore standing there. You know, you can tell. They just have a certain dress about them, a certain sense. Most women aren't looking to make eye contact when they're just standing on the streets. They're not
the hot ones that know they're hot.
They're either looking at their phone, they're looking at their friends, and they're laughing and throwing their head back. That's what they do.
First off, why is there 30 of you? What are you all looking at up there?
What is it? Like, are you're not looking to the Lord. You're not.
You're starting your own sorority? Who's the bigs and who's the littles?
Who's telling the joke? Share the joke in the caption instead of saying about last night. Like, joke that made y'all all just lose your crap right the second they were taking that picture.
And don't you caption this, you lazy bitches.
All of the above.
Caption this about last night. Life here lately.
That's the newest one, life here lately.
I like the way people were so crass with just calling it a photo dump. But like when you're putting up kids' pictures, it feels weird to call it a photo dump. Here's my grandson's. Boom. Photo dump.
I'm glad the kids in the bathtub covered with the emojis pictures went away for a little bit.
Right, yeah.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
I know it's people's kids, you know, but they like, you know.
Well, celebrities started that thing where they're just putting the emoji face over their face. Like The Undertaker and his Michelle McCool, they were real particular about not showing their kids' faces. So they'd put like a winky tongue sticking out face over them or whatever. If one of them had been bad, it had a little purple devil, you know, that thing. But so you're going on the news site, you're wanting to read the news story. You didn't know that news story was there till you heard about it. So you're driving down the road, you look over, this woman's clearly trying to make eye contact with you. She's alone, she's dressed provocatively. Mm-hmm. You're looking for a good time. I wasn't necessarily thinking about it, but it takes a woman to say that for me to get a boner, so why, yes I am.
Your face or mine?
It's your place. It's not face. It's place.
Yeah.
Did you ever screw that up in the readings for that movie?
I have one take. I never messed up my line.
One take page is what they call her.
Damn.
And then she's like, yeah, come back to my place.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think about that.
You start to like undress, and then you're like, right when I'm sitting there like, all right, to quote Steve Carell from 40-Year-Old Virgin, all right, let's go.
Let's go, baby.
You then start to pull your pants back up and saying, you want to finish reading this story, big boy?
That's going to cost you a little more, honey.
And more money, honey.
That's messed up.
But you know, I would never say your place or mine, because as a hooker, I'd never take them to my home.
They should have let you made it your own, I feel. The one movie I was in, they gave me no lines. They gave me I didn't write my own part. I had lines, but they were like, hey,
improvise.
You do this stuff. Like, yeah, I do movies.
They just look at you like, hey, man, could you carry a scene for a couple minutes?
Funny guy from radio. Go up there and say some funny things. All right, so I can say whatever I want. Yeah, all right, I'm going to cuss three times.
Three.
I'm going to drop in the F. I'm going to drop an S, and it's not a cuss word, but the T word. I love that word. Not the coarse T word, the one that's kind of cute to say.
Man, we're trying to keep an R rating, so if you could cut a couple
of those
back.
I like the version that almost sounds like there's two Ds in the middle instead of two Ts. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you say it?
It is. It's like I've never once in my whole life ever – well, I mean, like – screwed around with it, but never fully played tennis. Nor have I ever played tenny, but I've worn tenny shoes my whole life.
Tenny.
Really, can you imagine if I had, you know, you talk about these Aborigines, all these people that are not connected to the outside world, or maybe even like North Koreans were like, do they really Mennonites? Like know what's going on, Mennonites?
Amish.
The Moonies, many others. Yep. Do they really know what's like going on in like real life, because they've been like kept away from it? I could have entered this world thinking the game that John McEnroe, Arthur Ashe, Billie Jean King,
Jimmy Connors,
Martina Navratilova made very famous. I could have thought that it was called Tenny. Amazing. Just Tenny. Amazing.
And if pickleball has its way, Tenny could be going away.
Are we going to start wearing pickle shoes? We're going to start wearing pickle shoes because nobody played Tenny no more.
Tenny coach.
Oh, my God.
I had a Tenny coach.
Yeah, well, clearly you you graduated with honors. You got two big old diplomas.
Now that I think about it, like Paige being in like movies, you know, might be like I know a guy that does.
It's what I'm planning to fall back on. When we get fired. We're just gonna go be in movies.
You might as well. It's fun.
It's like he makes local movies, but he also thinks he's Tarantino. You want
to
tell him?
You have to though. You have to think that.
Well, like, I mean, if you're not really working with a big screen, you know,
I would like to do it to have
big
fun.
Company, big time.
He had a movie that went to Tubi. And I'm like, okay, well.
So did I.
Like, I don't know how. He just let it blow his ego up a lot that he had a movie on Tubi. And I'm like, okay. It's just like, I want to do something fun with you, man.
Yeah, but see, that's just, that's your perception. Like, there's probably people that listen to this show that are like, God, they've talked for 12 minutes now and haven't mentioned that damn award yet. I am so glad. I looked. It's not there. The Shinedown lithograph autograph is still here. But
praise Jesus.
Gone. Is it downstairs?
I didn't look for it.
No, I looked yesterday. It's not. The other ones are still there, but there's no new additional ones.
Oh, I know where they may
be. And I tried to peer through the to Mark's boss, his office. And I noticed that the glass is kind of snowed now.
Yeah.
You know that look of snowy glass?
Was that by design?
I mean, it has to be. Nobody else's is like that.
It seems real. I don't understand.
I don't want to get too close because there's a hand grenade right near there.
Right.
If I want to take a number.
Pull the pin.
Yeah. So I've never taken the number in fear that it might be a Tuesday and our HR department would get blown right out. Yeah. If it's on a Wednesday or Thursday, I would fall on that bomb.
You are SOL.
Right. And that one sales
pit.
No, the sales that's not a pit anymore, honey. That's like a sales loft.
Yeah.
It's not a pit
no
anymore.
Pit.
They've made it real pretty. But that one sales office that's just no need for any particular reason.
Conference room, maybe.
A French room.
Conference.
Oh. It's with your two.
Oui, mon frere.
No, but you know, we have no one listening cares, but we have the big conference room that they always use, the fishbowl one. That's not a room of any kind. That's a closet there now. But then the one right outside of the mail room, that sales room in there. It's like a mini version of the big sales room. What is that for?
I don't know.
Negotiation.
I don't
understand. It's a studio apartment is what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Somebody lives there.
Someone could.
Okay. I don't understand some of the layout of some things. Also, well,
this was not meant to be. Like this was a one story or a half a story. That side of the building from like right at the elevator over did not exist. Like when we moved here, they were still wiring the studios. There was no sheetrock on the wall, or it was just sheetrock on the walls.
This closet here that we're in right now?
This ain't a closet.
This used to be a kitchen.
Well, it used to be a kitchen.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's people right now paying like $5,000 a month to live in something that used to be a textile mill. I mean, it's wild, ain't it?
Do you secretly wish we were kind of across the hall?
I do.
I do too.
I'm not going to say nothing else about moving studios. I was probably with any other management, I probably would have lost my job that day.
I kind of want to do it to test my stroke. It worked out when you did it, but I want to try it.
Yeah, but it worked out where the nerves and all the whatever that I had going on that day was not worth it. Whoa, excuse me. That's my drink.
It worked out twice, though, for you. Two for two. You got us a bigger office. That was the first one. I kind of want to test and see what
like,
I can.
That was stop like, it. Just stop with that.
No, that was.
You're going to end up putting us out the creek in a tent. Just stop.
That's when you had, let's use the studio apartment reference, and then at that time you had four people crammed in that little thing.
One was the size of, a couple.
And, shoot, at that time there was three of the size of four. Yes, he got a little. I was like, well, what is that over there? Let's tear down that wall, Mr. Hendricks. Tear down that wall and make it bigger.
I was impressed at that one, because somebody who occupied that office was coming to me like, do you know what this is about? And I'm like,
you're losing your office.
Yeah, I'm like, man.
You made me sound like a tyrant, though. Like, it's not. I'm a big. I like proficiency. I like. Okay, this is not being needed. What can it be used for?
This person was not excited about having to share an office because he had to move across the hall. And I'm sure the person across the hall didn't want to share an office.
She's looking right at me right now. God, I never looked at it that way, Paige. Oh my God.
I'm just surprised.
That explains your angst against me.
What?
I made you it's like living on your own, and all of a sudden the person beside you says, I want to make a bigger apartment. I want to tear down that wall. Well, what about Mr. Jones, who lives right there? Well, he can go live with Miss Paige.
Yeah.
Paige, do you know how management broached the subject of that person?
How did they?
Did you hear?
Yeah. Did y'all have to like a little social mix?
No, it's never that way. It's by the way, you're moving.
I didn't get any blood on my hands in that situation. I made
you
sure.
You never do. You just angst me up to where I know that. That's your big brother mentality. You're trying to act as a big brother, but the TV show where you're conniving.
And at that point, there was somebody who would always take my. The reason why I need an office to lock my stuff up, because people would take it and use it on a regular basis.
Where did you start locking this studio?
And I don't think that the things that are that close to my body should be used by other people. It's just my opinion.
You talk about
stuff other than there.
Okay. Somebody didn't like it when their headphones got borrowed for a guest.
But they took mine all the time on a regular basis to use for something else. And they would mess them up.
As someone who is a maniacal germaphobe, like you can't. Yesterday, I went home and looked up the thing you did in headlines about the putting toilet paper down on the toilet seat or whatever. I was like, God, this is just driving me crazy. But if my headphones, which are on my ears and on my head and all this stuff, are going to a mystery, like a guest, I don't know. I want to vet that out before you just take my headphones and plop them on somebody's head. We've had some characters in here over the years. No offense.
Yeah, especially when you hear about all the mites and things that people carry, and I'm just like the biggest germaphobe.
It's Matt, not Mike.
This is why this person would lock them in their little desk.
Yeah.
And I knew, okay, I know not to ask if we can borrow them from this person.
Oh, no.
Because this person kind of had hang-ups already. Like.
Yeah. And don't take a pen from that person, because hell, it's going to be fire is coming down on you.
Like, I don't want to set this person off.
I quit asking that person for pens because of, again, my own weird standards of pens. And whatever floats your boat. It's like genitals. It's like religion. It's whatever you like. Paige and this person buy the cheapest, this plum awful pens in the world. Like ones that they wouldn't even give away at church. Like you're just plum awful.
The Beak ballpoint or whatever.
And it's like you look at it brand new out of the box and it's got like a third of the ink in it.
Yeah,
it's like when you buy cheap toilet paper and you realize, well, crap, there was only like two wipes out of this whole row.
I got to have a Pilot 0.7.
I have to have the, although those are good, but the lids, I told you, the lids come off too easy.
Yeah,
on those.
You got to duct tape them. Try that.
See, that's too much.
Did you think it was a shot at us when we got moved out of the old studio and then they got curtains in them, like the day before we moved out?
Yes.
Yeah, that seemed a little strategic.
Yes, because it was told to me, because that was a big gripe. We sat there with these huge...
That's why we needed to move, because we couldn't see in the morning.
Well, not just that, but the thing that broke the camel's back was the day... I mean, it was like day 17 of no air conditioning.
Oh, yeah.
And it was 83 degrees in there. And I'm like, I can't come on the radio and pretend to have fun when I'm miserable.
Plus, I was told.
And then I was told, we're going to play War Stuffs, but stay here. And I didn't.
Yeah, they wanted to talk about reconfiguring the room, but I was told we were going to get our own studio. And it was going to be like a two situation.
And we'd walk by. See, this room used to, this studio used to be, like we said, it was like a little cubbyhole room for, you know, people. There was lockers, actually.
You come here and hook up indiscriminately?
The one time. And then you got the kitchen area and all that. And then when Steve Harvey started doing mornings on the block, one of our other stations here.
That's why I hate Steve Harvey.
Yeah, me too.
Part of why I hate him.
Is he puts it in, and I get it, he puts in his contract that he would have a studio in every market in case he wants to do a market visit. He doesn't have to share a studio. So this studio, all this equipment, all this had been in here for like 2 years, maybe longer. And the water machine's right there. And I would come by there every day to get my water, and they'd have a big old poster of Steve Harvey sitting there just smiling. And yep. I'm like, I'm in there, 83 degrees, sun blaring in. I was told that I could have bought the curtains and they would repay me. I know how that works.
Yeah, don't always. I was told that,
and
too.
First off, I'm like, I'm not. It's like the landlord saying, go ahead and put the carpet in. I'll pay you back for it.
I'm not in a reimbursement 2 months later type of guy. Sorry.
So I was like, hey, what if when Steve comes to town, which guess what? He never has. Mm-mm. Because he's a very busy guy. I mean, he is. He's like the...
Got too many jobs. He's flexing at this point.
I mean, he is. But when and if he comes to town, check out that studio that we're in now and the big switcheroo. And I didn't go on a work stoppage, but I left.
Do you think it's also...
And that was just, you did everything. I that sounds harsh. It wasn't a walkout. I told him I was leaving.
It added to your position, though.
No, it made my day. Those 36 hours were miserable because I didn't know what was going
to
happen.
That didn't contribute to the big meeting, but, you know.
That didn't contribute to the big meeting, no.
It beefed up your profile in the company, from what I heard. It just like appeared like this guy's got a lot of stroke, and look what just happened. That's why I want to try to use it now.
Well, get us a bigger bathroom.
I want to get rid of, like,
I don't use yours.
Do you feel like this is a shot too, that our desk is like a penis?
It doesn't work like you guys have a toilet that doesn't work.
Well, if y'all didn't take so many rough dumps, it might work.
That's true. That's why they slammed the door so hard in there.
Is that true?
The smell's sucking the door shut.
So are you equating me to Jackie Robinson right now? I broke a barrier.
Or at least Gandhi. Something, you know.
I mean, I'm getting thin, but Jesus, not that bad. Not that bad. Okay.
I want him to be afraid. Like, what if I want to walk in?
Yeah, but I don't want that. I don't want that fear, to be lack of a better term, of my life control being in the hands of someone else. Which, I mean, it kind of is always, like, no matter what. But like, I was like, God, what the hell am I gonna do now? Oh Lord, what are you good at? Delivering porn?
Your skills bank.
mucking stalls.
Mucking them around. All right.
Oh,
Best damn audio today. I've got a guy that is not going to be like guess that ethnicity or anything like that. He's a farmer, and he just has one of the greatest accents ever. He's speaking English, but the accent, the way he says a couple words,
cool.
Especially the term fruit, he not in any kind of homosexual way. He says the way he says the word fruit that is just...
I can't wait
so
to hear
pleasant
this.
To hear.
So
it
sweet.
Really is good.
Yeah.
No farts this week. Imagine.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
This is
I'll handle all those off air.
No gas.
I'm going to peel the curtains
Hump
back.
Day.
It's Wednesday. But.
You know how we play the game gay porn or HR violation?
Yeah.
Well, I legit found a treasure trove of legit HR videos,
okay.
Training videos.
Yeah.
So I got a couple of them for you.
Yeah, we checked. We cannot play the ones that we actually use here because they don't want us to make fun of the ones here.
They're all animated, too.
They're like, always kind of just, like, corny.
Does everybody have to be a cartoon?
They're also usually, like, appalling. Like, who would just sit here and listen to a man talk to a woman like that and not say anything?
Or at least, you know, kind of tag in.
Yeah.
What's whoever makes the videos, like, you like getting yourself over by making yourself the little cartoon spokesperson. Like, is that why you were hired?
Yeah, because I've seen you on Zoom, and you don't look like that. You look like Kathy more than anything.
Thor.
I like the little red strike between the... I'm like, if you're going to tell us to turn off the video and the sound, why are we even on the effing thing?
Okay, fat boy.
Next time we take one, let's video it. We won't show the screen, but we'll just show our responses to watching them.
That's what they say is like, you know, hey, turn your sound off. Okay.
Sound off. One, two. So, diarrhea. We encourage you to text us. 1-800-774-0093. The TLC Motors.com phone lines. You can also, after around 7 o'clock, you can call us. It works now, but we're just not answering them because we're so busy.
Got to warm up, you know.
Got to get warmed up. We're going to do a couple laps around the building here after Paige tells us what's up in the plex.
All right. Well, if it doesn't smell that fishy, the FDA is still saying you shouldn't eat, sell, or serve this item. I'll tell you what it is next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh. I don't even know what to guess.
I'm wondering what the F in FDA stands for in this particular situation. Humid tent smelling like I just fished.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Bat Boy.
Want how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for Unfiltered Talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige, and our headlines are brought to us by Gosling Electric. And even if it doesn't smell that fishy...
Oh, God, just...
The FDA is warning Americans not to eat, sell, or serve this item.
Okay, so you said serve, and that's what really throws me for a loop.
I'm going to say cod. Big cod.
Cod. Okay, so it's something that's supposed to smell... It shouldn't smell fishy, but if it does...
Okay, so if you go to your freezer... Okay,
so it's a food item.
And you smell it, like, you know, many people at times in my life have asked me, does it smell that bad?
Oh, my God.
And I say, no, it doesn't smell that bad. And then we eat it, and we get really sick.
Okay, so you're talking about a food item as well?
Yes.
Let's see.
Okay, yeah, I thought I heard that wrong.
Was it like a vegetable or something?
Okay, no.
No. I mean, like what the person was having you smell to see if it stunk. Was it vegetables?
No.
Because broccoli sometimes, after like 2 days in the crisper, will get like a...
Generally,
you
got to cook it fast.
Growing up, it was milk. My brother would like, smell this. Should we eat this? Yeah. Mom's out of town.
Don't eat milk.
He must have tried to eat it
because it was so chunky.
For breakfast or whatever, he'd smell that. But the eating part was that ragu that I ate with my boyfriend, and we both got diarrhea.
All at the same time?
Yeah. It was bad. All right, so.
The big ragu.
Shout out.
Sorry, I didn't mean to moan again. All right, so the FDA is warning Americans not to eat, sell, or serve Walmart's Great Value raw frozen shrimp due to radioactive contamination.
What?
Yes. So this is serious.
Like hazmat suit radioactive
shrimp.
Yeah.
Enough to wear a neck brace.
So
that's where I get my sushi, so now I'm concerned.
Raw shrimp sold at Walmart found traces of cesium-137.
Oh, Lord.
Look up what the hell that is.
Which is a radioactive isotope. So it was detected in shipping containers and one sample of imported shrimp. So be extra, extra careful.
God.
You don't want to be eating some radioactive shrimp.
So you can't tell by looking at it, I guess.
Well, as long as they're not suicidal shrimp.
No.
You know what?
Those exist.
I'm tired of telling people, and you know, you believe it too. But it's
a real thing. It's a real thing.
There are a lot of things out there that look really good to eat, but you should not eat them.
Amen. One of the few things Alex Jones said that was actually real.
Yeah, it was.
I told you about the shrimp.
That one thing, though, was a big, big really falsity. Yeah, the one thing. Yeah. Everything else was real.
Spider guts are half human, half pig people.
I've never blanked on a blank. God, I want to play that for Best Damn Audio so bad. We even got clearance to, but we can't get clearance for the language used.
No.
So this cesium-137 is a radioactive isotope, as we said, and the material was detected in shipping containers from Indonesia at 4 U.S. ports.
God, see, a very crippling thing is to look up how much, like, I'm not even talking about, like, international food, but, like, food that we import from other countries that we could, like, grow here. Yep. It's crazy. And then you got to think, like, something that could be weaponized.
Yeah, like, this is a whole separate conversation. Where are we getting it from that's that radioactive? Like, that's a different
Indonesia,
deal.
She said.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, trying to, in your mind, trace what that's close to.
And I think about Indonesia, I think about marijuana because of, remember, Indo was what they used to call weed out on the West Coast.
And smoking Indo.
Like I'm in Indonesia, smoking that Indo.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Mike Jones rolling down that, rolling.
Who is Mike Jones?
Who is Mike Jones for real? I got to get it. What's the lyric?
It's very clever. I don't remember it either.
But there were four ports in the U.S. After testing, they found that the distributor also tested positive. So
you can test positive for radioactivity. Wow.
Well, I'm glad they test because we'll all be eating this.
Oh, Lord.
And the Indonesian company, that's the one that produces BMS foods.
Ooh.
So anything like that, you need to be aware
of. I wouldn't want to be a company with the initials BM and S in foods. Uh-huh. I mean, that's two different. BM and S, foods. So,
was it rolling through?
Welcome to Binge and Purge Buffet. Good morning, everyone.
Over here,
so the dates that are printed Best Buy dates are March 15th of 2027.
Yeah, we need
these packages were on sale in Georgia, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, and Pennsylvania. So we're not on the list. But if you've been to Georgia, be careful.
That's right.
Rolling on that Indo, GameCube, Nintendo, 5% tint. So you can't see up in my window.
Indo. Damn. That's good. You got to appreciate the cleverness of it. You really do.
These blanks don't understand me because I'm boss hog on candy.
Too many Urkels on your team. That's why your win's low. God.
You don't even know what type of eggs them is.
Oh, so deep and rugged. I love it. It's fierce.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
You ain't got a damn clue. Paige, thank you. Fat Boy, what is up in sports?
We got a ball card that's going to break records. It's got two signatures that have not appeared together on any other item ever.
Whoa.
Oh, I know.
Two legends.
You got me now. I don't know this.
One's dead.
I'm sick of how this stuff is getting pumped now. Like,
that's what she said.
No. Like, Tom Brady now owns a baseball card store, getting ready to open two or three more over the next year.
Yeah.
And the cards that are going real big now, auction-wise, are his cards. And you're like, well, he's Tom Brady, but
he's controlling the market, his market at least.
That market doesn't, once you retire, after you go in the Hall of Fame, that market kind of, like, the only thing that would make Tom Brady cards go down or if he would get into like a pedophile scandal or something.
That's it. It's not like his signature would flood it because he's the greatest.
Look at Wander Franco. I mean, people are paying $500 for his rookie cards. Now you can't give them away because he had sex with an underage girl.
Oh, God.
But then you've got this body of work that stands the test of time. It won't go up again until he dies. So until he came into the market, did his own cards start to go up? So it's working the market. And that's what insider trading and everything is. Anyway.
Well, if somebody said you could meet Tom Brady, I mean, I would interview him for the show, but like, I wouldn't really be excited about meeting him.
Oh God, I would.
Like he just, don't know.
Oh, I mean, but he's like alien-like. He's like robotic. I mean, he kind of is.
I don't hate the guy, but I mean, it's just like he was never the best at his position when he played, which is odd because he's the GOAT and he won, you know, seven Super Bowls.
You'd rather meet Peyton, wouldn't you?
Honestly, yeah.
I wish I could meet him now. When I look like a lesbian gym teacher. I look horrible.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. This ain't sports history. Way back in 1974.
How far are we going back?
Way back. 51 years ago.
God.
Oh, I'm going to set this up trivia style because you'll get it.
I think I already know just by saying the year. Is it baseball?
It is baseball.
Hey, Karen?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
This pitcher of the California Angels became the first major league pitcher to have a fastball clocked at over 100 miles per hour. I'll give you another hint if that don't help.
You said Dodgers?
Angels.
Angel. Oh, Nolan Ryan.
It is Nolan Ryan. The second hint was going to be the first million-dollar contract in baseball.
Oh, yeah. 1984.
Yep. That documentary was pretty good.
Remember, Paige, like
Stanley busting his balls?
Last year, the big theme of the show, a little fun running gag, was that I told Fat Boy, you got to watch Nolan. It's the biography about Nolan Ryan. It's great. Facing Nolan is what it's called. And yep. He kept saying, I'll watch it. He sent me a picture the other night of his TV he was watching.
Huh. Finally clicked it.
It's great.
Man.
I would vote for him for some political office.
I like how it says Robin.
Nolan Ryan for Sheriff of Spartanburg.
Robin Ventura declined to be interviewed for this piece.
Yeah.
You might as well fess up to it, man. Talk about it.
I mean, they showed the pictures. I mean, come on. Dude, I mean, if I'm going to get my ass kicked, you know.
Mark Henry said somebody's going to get their ass kicked.
Somebody's going to get their wig split.
Yep. So he foretold it.
If Nolan Ryan kicked my ass, I'd be fine with telling that story. It's Nolan damn Ryan.
I would go with him to cons and then pose in the headlock.
Yeah, like I would be the Bill Buckner is Mookie Wilson. I don't care.
So this rare card that's going to break records as far as basketball card auctions go is a 2007 08 Upper Deck Exquisite Collection dual logo man card.
I know one of them's – well, I don't know the one. I got an idea of one of them.
Guess one.
Kobe or Jordan or LeBron. That's three.
Guess what?
Two of the three.
Two of the three are on the same card.
Okay, so it's never been Jordan and Kobe.
It is now.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what this one is.
How, though? Oh, is it something Kobe had already signed?
Well, he had
it better not be a sticker, because that's you know what.
No.
Kobe, Puggy.
Kobe only signed 11 dual logo mans before he passed away. Jordan only signed 8. This is the first one with those two on it. It's a jersey patch, too.
That's fishy.
In the card. Current bid right now is over $5 million. They think it's going to go over 6. Because it's going to kick off here in a few days. Heritage has it.
Insane. I mean, I'm telling you.
The only dual sign logo man by both MJ and Kobe. This is it.
Paige, logo man means, you know, like on a basketball jersey, mm-hmm. to show that it's the NBA, they have the little...
Yeah. Well,
so, okay, so from that game used jersey, that's the piece you want. You don't want just a little piece of the whatever. You want a hunk of that patch or whatever. Yeah, that's what it looks like right there.
Look how nice.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
that's the pretty. Finals logo man, right?
Yep.
On the right?
On Jordan's.
With the blue.
God.
One of one. Oh, this is.
Yeah, but that's still fishy to me. Like,
it's why a PSA were the, 6, though.
Why were the other. That's another thing. When they autograph cards, a lot of times they'll have them. Jugs talked about it. These wrestlers have talked about it. They'll sign sheets of stickers, and then the card company will then apply those stickers to the card afterwards. Yeah. That does it. I mean, it is what it is, but
that ain't a 6.
A card that they had to bring to the arena or to their home, send it like Jug. They'll send him cards to sign at home. And he will sign them and send them back in the mail. But they were in his possession. You got to think, they were on his table. He took it, held it with his fingers, wrote on it. Those cards were never touched by those men that signed stickers, or women. Never touched. And to me, that's not the same.
But look, hell.
And I sound like I'm a puss about that, but it's just weird. Plus, those things will fade on the stickers.
Look how Jordan's signature overlaps the border right here.
That's good, though. You don't want it to look... I used to have one in a card that I often will squall when I think about that I had.
That would lead you to believe that he actually touched the card and signed it. I hate PSA. Gotta hate PSA.
Like
this ain't a 6.
You've seen John Cena sitting there. The guy's got 500 8x10s. One guy's sitting across from him at the table moving them after he signs them. Cena's never touching the thing. His hand and marker is, but he's never touching them.
Explain to me how this ain't a 10. I know why it's not, because they want to control the market, and they're bitter because somebody else is getting it.
See, I could say the opposite of that. They would want people to see that, say, a 10, because then it's like, God, that went $5 million because it was a PSA 10.
How was it a 6 if it's the only one in
existence?
Because
it went from two different people. Like, think about the commerce of taking a piece of cardboard. Now, granted, they know it's valuable. I took it over here and I got paged, and then I got on an airplane and I flew it to Chicago or Charlotte, wherever yep. Jordan's at, and got him to sign it then. Like, it moved around. There's a story to it. Like, autograph books were awesome. I used to have one when I was a kid. Not the one you get at Disney World and get mm-hmm. Mickey Mouse to sign, because those are people. But the thought of having that, and think about, not only are these people's autographs inside this book, their hand was on my book. Yep. Don't edit that later to sound like something dirty. Their hands were on my book. They opened it up like a little book, wrote in it. They've wished me wishes, Paige. And on not just wishes, the best.
Plus, I want to know.
Every one of them wished me best wishes. And you know what? It didn't work.
When this car goes to PSA, who yeah. is it going to? It's got to be going to the top notch, whoever's, you know, like, you know how you call customer service? Let me speak to your manager.
Let me speak to your manager.
This better go over some people's heads to get graded.
Yeah.
Instead of just your peon processing, you know, my Luca Goody 6 Mini for whatever reason.
Yeah.
It's company controls the market.
It's a crapshoot. I mean, it is. But what is it? When you get in that car this morning and you don't put on that seatbelt, you're gambling.
And your really slabs aren't as nice as Beckett slabs. You got, you know, mid slabs. I'll be honest with you.
SGC slabs the best. I prefer PSA just because of what, like you said, they are the market standard, the graders for the cards. It. But it's odd to me that baseball cards have turned into, like, granted, Kobe's dead, but look, you could go buy a George Washington autograph or anyone other than Jesus, like the grandest name of history, not say Columbus or anybody, but like it from the 1700s on.
Anyone. Oh, my God.
Napoleon?
Yeah.
You want his autograph?
Magellan.
Yeah. Well, no. But like you could go get Socrates. That for like $20,000 or less.
Oh, what if Jesus had a one-of-one?
You know, I wish there was, because people will say, oh, he would have, there would be some kind of, you know, documentation or whatever. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, it would be a Panini crown because of the crown of thorns.
Yet you believe that some guy was named Christopher Columbus came here in 1492 and just found this place.
Oh, yeah.
You goober.
We got to go. I don't
and
want to.
And that he had two of every animals on those boats when he came here because there was going to be a flood in Spain or something. Am I confusing two different stories?
So we obviously know what's going to happen. Whoever wins this just waits for Michael Jordan to die.
Oh, I'm thinking back. Of Noah.
And it I'm goes back on the block again.
What? Yeah, but Michael Jordan, I mean, when he dies, there will be a rush to the market. But why? There's already a rush to the market. Like, it will go up, but then, that's what I'm just saying. Speculating on rookies, that's stupid the way that people do now. Paying tens of thousands of dollars for a virtual unproven 17-year-old player. Then you got a guy like Brady who nothing is going to add to his legend. Nothing.
Nope.
I mean, he's awesome. The only thing that's going to make it go down is if he, like, goes and kidnaps a bunch of kids, rapes them, God. Drives off the side of a and kills himself. Like, that would ring, you'd be weird to want on it. But then again,
you what was sound the, like Rick Harrison going
well,
through the
what was the big, people want that one card with the Menendez brothers in the background.
Yeah, the
Aaron
hoops.
Hernandez autograph rookie still go for a ton. OJ's still got a market. He was a great actor, but still, it's wild, man. People nuts is what it is. It really is. All right, thank you.
Memorabilia, man. Just,
Memorabilia.
I would just like to see that card. Just let me touch it. I've never seen anything that valuable as far as memorabilia goes.
Yeah, but once you see it, what do you do? You just sit there and just get this jealousy.
Yeah, really?
I know.
Because, you know, look, it's like anything else. It's for the people with money already. You're never going to pull anything remotely that good out of a blaster anywhere. Even a pack at your local store.
Yeah. It's like when I went to Dollywood. They have one of Dolly's tour buses there. You can get on and they do a small little tour from.
Nice.
But don't sit in a seat.
I won't do it.
Don't sit in a seat.
Go buy the $25 slice of apple pie. Don't sit in the seat.
No kidding.
Buy you some cinnamon bread.
That stuff's good.
It really is good.
It is good. The bread. They could go up there and say, we're doubling the price. People are like, all right.
Okay.
They'll pay it. What is it now? 20, 25 bucks, I guess?
So good. I don't remember. We got two loaves of it, and it comes with like this dipping butter sauce.
It's thick, too. We really got to go for it.
Okay. We'll talk about food and other. No, seriously. We'll talk about something way better. I can tell you about how yesterday I felt like I fought Mike Tyson. But not in the traditional boxing manner you're thinking. Hey, that's a good one, actually.
I like that one.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Lemonade. Fresh squeeze lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.